He unsheathed his longsword and laid it on the table before him, the bright steel on the rough wood. "This is the only peace I have for Lannisters." The great John bellowed his approval, and other men added their voices, shouting and drawing swords and pounding their fists on the table. Catelyn waited until they had quieted. "My lords," she said then, "Lord Eddard was your liege, but I shared his bed. I bore his children. Do you think I love him any less than you?" Her voice almost broke with her grief. But Catelyn took a long breath and steadied herself. "Rob, if that sword could bring him back, I should never let you sheathe it until Ned stood at my side once more. But he is gone, and 100 Whispering Woods will not change that. Ned is gone, and Darren Hornwood and Lord Carstark's valiant sons, and many other good men besides. And none of them will return to us. Must we have more death still?"
"You are a woman, my lady," the great John rumbled in his deep voice. "Women do not understand these things."
"You are the gentle sex," said Lord Carstark, with the lines of grief fresh on his face. "A man has a need for vengeance. Give me Cersei Lannister, Lord Carstark, and you would see how gentle a woman can be," Catelyn replied. "Perhaps I do not understand tactics and strategy, but I understand futility.